Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
Hello, everybody. We are here for another quackery myth. This one is to say we are not mice. We should not be compared to mice. And anything that you test on mice does not equate that it would work on us. These are things that should not have to be said. Autistic people are not subhuman, and we should stop being compared to animals. You have fish, you have mice, you have monkeys, you have... I lost track of how many different animals we got compared to just for the sake of curing us. So here we go. This podcast started me as debunking a study, and then I found that it was legit, and I found the actual problem with the study. The problem with it was that they use intestinal bacteria to try to use oxytocin as a treatment for autistic behavior by comparing mice tissue with human tissue. Autistics are not mice. I will say it again. Autistics are not mice. Now, how did all this start? When Dr. Jill Silverman graduated from her graduate program where she studied sex differences in rodent brains, she joined a mouse behavior lab at the National Institute of Mental Health in Bethesda, Maryland. She was excited to study autism. In 2007, researchers started to identify strong candidate genes for autism. They genetically engineered mice with mutated genes that were common in autistic people. Let me just stop here and say there are thousands of genes linked to autism, and how can they discover a single mutation that could make a mouse autistic? Doesn't make any sense. They relied on mouse behaviorists to identify mice that could be furry proxies for autistic people. How autism mice are chosen. The ideal autism mouse should show all the traits that characterize autism in people. They are language and social issues and restrictive repetitive behaviors such as stimming. There are some mutant mice, mice with genetic mutations, that make fewer vocalizations than control mice do. Many animal behaviorists equated this to language issues. Other mice groom, jump, or bury marbles excessively. To them, this is autism in mice. The rationale was if the mice displayed autistic traits, according to them, they could design drugs to treat autistic behaviors. Again, we are not mice. We do not have the same mannerisms as mice. We are not subhuman, we are human, and it's about time people stopped viewing us as subhuman. Studies involving these autism mice. In 2011, one mouse made the headlines in Nature. Nature is a series of peer-reviewed journals. The mice lacked part of the SHANK3 gene that mutated in 1% of autistic people. Only 1%. The first study they participated in, they said they displayed autistic-like behaviors. Translation. The mice showed little interest in seeking out another mouse in a three-chambered enclosure. In this test, researchers placed a mouse in a plexiglass box that had three rooms in a row. The mouse had a choice to make. It could spend its time in the first room where another mouse is trapped in a small wire cage, or it could stay in a back room that has an empty cage. Most mice went over to the other mouse, but the autistic mice moved in slowly, paused frequently to groom. They groom so compulsively, they have bald spots. As a veterinary technologist, this is usually indicative of allergies or anxiety, but of course, they didn't screen these mice for that. They did sniff the empty cage and the other mouse. but showed no real preference to the mouse. A study in 2017 looked at two male and two female groups of the same mice in the same three-chambered enclosure. They found something different. The mice showed behavior that was mostly normal. Only now one group of mice showed social deficits. At the same time, another team said it was unable to replicate the 2011 results. Any social deficits in the autism mice were significantly milder than previously reported. News confirmed what many scientists started to suspect. "I felt like I was very naive," said Silverman, who runs her own lab at the University of California at Davis. "The models were coming out and we were like, oh, we have models. No, we've developed these assays and now we're really going to start to clear up and have answers. And then we realized it's not that simple." The excitement of the autism mice have faded. The original reports of social deficits in mice have not been consistent when tested in independent labs, including Silverman's, or in different strains of mice. These inconsistent findings have plagued more than just Silverman's mouse studies. The genes affected in these are CHD8, NLGN3, NLGN4, and CNTNAP2, and many others. This makes scientists wonder whether mice can even emulate the complex nature in humans, such as autism. The director of Mouse Behavioral Phenotype Analysis Core at the Wadsworth Center in Albany, New York, was Valerie Bolivar. She said, "To get all of these things in a nice, neat package with a bow, we're not going to get that. A more productive approach may be to focus only on behaviors that are reproducible in mice. These are quantitative measures of how animals learn. If researchers do want to get social deficits, they may need to methodically catalog mouse behavior. Their mice are not scientific. The mice cannot be autistic." Much of the inconsistency in the reports of social behavior in autism mice may originate from the fundamental misunderstandings of the three-chamber enclosure. Crowley developed the test in 2003. This was a few years after NIM had a meeting that brought experts on mouse and human behavior to design screens for autism features in mice. Mice cannot be autistic. Crowley says that the three-chambered enclosure was intended to deliver a binary result. Does the mouse prefer another animal over an object? This is similar to a child choosing a playmate or a toy. This test is not sensitive enough to quantify the amount of time the mutant mice spends with the other mice and compare it with the control group. Many teams use a scenario and report the mice to have autism-like social behavior. This gets contradicted in later observations from other labs. Silverman's biggest concern with the enclosure that unrelated features common in many autism mice. This makes the test impossible to interpret. There is also interference with other behavioral tests, according to Silverman. Researchers may tune into ultrasonic vocalizations for clues to mice of levels of social interest. These are the inaudible squeaks of male mice near a female in heat or those of pups separated from their mother. A mouse's background strain can also affect behavior. The genetic background of the Shank3 mice published in the 2011 study has changed over time. This may help explain the differences between the original report and later subsequent reports. The conflicting results also came from mice missing other parts of Shank3. Also, mice are very finicky. They behave differently depending on whether they live with other mutants or controls, whether they are anxious from a prior test, whether they are male or female, whether their handlers are male or female, whether the scientists observing them stay in the room or set up a camera and sneak out. The biggest problem with using mice in these studies may be that mice aren't especially social to begin with. The area of mammalian brain that controls social behaviors, the prefrontal cortex, is smaller in mice than in people. In the wild, male mice are solitary and may only come into contact with a mate and their young, according to Mu Tang. Yang directs a mouse behavioral facility at Columbia University. Let me sit next to you. What's going on? Not necessarily what mice will do. Caroline Blanchard, a rodent behavioralist at the University of São Paulo, Brazil, has spent over 40 years scrutinizing mice as they do mice things in large enclosures that mimic their natural habitat. They are not solitary in the sense that they will kill each other if they come too close or something. They're not nearly as social as most rats. Whether the brains of mice and the behavioral repertoires of mice are sophisticated enough to sufficiently monitor autism and its primary symptoms, that, I think, is a very logical question to ask. I think about this all the time and I don't have an answer, said Crawley. I think that defining an autism mouse is folly, says Valerie Bolivar. Are mice viable for autism studies? Many behavioralists are rethinking whether mice can mimic social deficits at all, as far from obvious from the literature. Top journals still publish studies that describe social deficits in autism mice. This often is based on inexperienced interpretations of the three-chambered enclosure. It's annoying when you see the words autism mouse in the title of five Nature papers, says Silverman. So we have journals who will publish these inconsistent findings anyway. That's interesting. In a paper written by Silverman, only a portion of these are based on genes highly associated with ASD. Others are based on environmental exposure or those with low or no association to evidence-based risk. However, many behavioral assays are rudimentary, do not engage similar neural circuitry as in humans, and lack transitional face validity. Given behaviors in a model system with apparent face validity to symptoms of ASD, specifically social communication deficits, together with the presence of restrictive and repetitive behaviors, are never going to look the same as those displayed in a human, Silverman said in a peer-reviewed paper. Researchers feel pressure from journal reviewers to demonstrate an autism mouse has social deficits that seem to emulate autism. This is according to Guping Fang, a professor of brain and cognitive studies at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Fang led the 2011 study that showed social deficits in the SHANK3 mice. He mainly looked at the effects of a mutation in SHANK3 on the brain. In order for these experiments to be meaningful, he understood that the mice needed to show autism-like behaviors. Results from our analysis revealed clear omissions in some parameters from behavioral assays, consistently report background strains and/or breeding schema, scarce level of detail in testing protocols. Findings observed included a lack of adequate statistical power, differing reporting practices, varying procedures for testing, variable in assays to assess different types of social or repetitive behaviors, utilization of behavioral assays for broad interpretations of complex behavior and other sources of variability, which undoubtedly influence and fails to reproduce. These studies are not scientific. These mice are not autistic. Mice cannot be autistic. They are not autistic people. Using mice to represent autistics in these are very flawed. In 2014, there was the same pressure on at least five other teams to look at social behavior in mice with the mutation CHD8, which was the top candidate gene for autism. In 2016, one team announced in Nature that they had a HD8 model showing autism-like phenotype, even though these mice prefer a playmate over an object for the three-chamber enclosure. At the same time, Silverman and her collaborators were characterizing a mouse with another mutation of CHD8. Findings from both teams were similar. Silverman's team interpreted the mice as having normal social interactions. The journal teams approached were hesitant to publish these results that contradicted the other group's papers. In order to convince the reviewers, Silverman's team needed to replicate their behavioral experiments. This was 6 months worth of work before they were even able to publish their findings. Even the journals that publish these studies don't want to publish accurate results because it might contradict something else that they've approved. That's a little sus there. This is an example of what's been happening in the literature with most mouse models of autism, says Crawley. The first paper that comes out has incorrectly interpreted findings or done the wrong experiment sometimes, and their findings get popularized in the community and sometimes in the press. And then the next papers that come out have done things right and get lost in the shuffle. In order to break the cycle, researchers should work with mouse behavioralists to help interpret their studies, according to Crowley. A logical situation might be to move away from pressure to show autism features, say some researchers. We need to loosen the standards of framing mouse models using mouse variation of a diagnostic manual. When that happens, people can stop trying too hard to shop their data to look like the cardinal symptoms of autism, says Yang. I am not sure how necessary it is going to be to try to recapitulate exactly the same symptoms in the animals as you see in the humans, says Patricia Hebiske. Mice are not neurologically the same as humans. This is very important. Autism is a neurological disability, and you are trying to prove that mice can be autistic and use them in experiments and clinical studies. The mouse brain and human brain are drastically different. It's laughable that researchers use mice to try to prove different aspects of autism. It is pseudoscience. The only similarities are that they have approximately the same number of cell types. The outer layer of the brain handles complex jobs. They are planning, decision-making, and consciousness, according to the neuroscientist Rebecca Hodge at Allen Institute for Brain Science in Seattle. This comes from comparing the behavior of genes in single mouse cells with the behavior of genes in single nuclei human cells. A big difference was the behavior of genes that hold instructions on how cells sense serotonin. The type of cell that senses serotonin in mice is different than in humans, according to lab tests. This means laboratory mice aren't good models for conditions that involve serotonin, such as depression, ADHD, etc. Mouse neurons are more resilient to oxidative stress than humans. A damaging imbalance is a mechanism behind neurological disorders. A lack of oxygen triggers molecular repair in mice that humans lack. Microglia, the brain's immature cells, gene behavior is different between humans and mice. The mouse brain is much smaller than the human brain. By volume, it's less than 1,000th of the size of a human brain. Not counting the size, mouse brains are organized differently than human brains. The proportion of the brain is composed of the neocortex. This is a region that most associates in human brains with consciousness. This is much greater in humans than in mice. Neuroscientists believe that it is the architecture of the brain that produces consciousness, not the nature of the neurons, brain cells that make it up. In other words, architecture determines whether a building is a cathedral or a garage, not whether the bricks used are gray or red. A mouse brain that is made up entirely of human neurons would still be a mouse brain in size and architecture. It's impossible to have human attributes, including consciousness. Due to this, humans make too much of findings in mice. There are a number of studies that have compared mouse to human brain circuits, and these studies have revealed key differences. Many researchers use the rationale that it is difficult to get human brain tissue, so animals are the next best thing, even though animal brains are much different than human brains. PETA actually got something right. You know, a clock is right twice a day. In a clinical study on oxytocin, it was tested on mice. Oxytocin promotes social bonding in humans. It was found to have no meaningful impact on autistic children. The study was called a major setback, but it was set up for failure because children are not mice. For more than a decade of experiments on animals have shown that mice cannot replicate unique traits of autism in humans. The scientific community is very aware, as stated above, that using them in experiments does not advance understanding of autism. In fact, it sets it back. There have been numerous failed attempts to replicate autism in mice. There were researchers genetically modifying mice in order to have them make fewer social interactions and produce unusual vocalizations. These mice are not autistic, and mice do not make good models for humans in general. There are some laboratories that sell these animals to different researchers in order to treat autistic traits. And according to a tweet by Anne Memot, that she is well known in the autistic community. bioinformant.com/cell-stem-cell-mediation. Oh dear, some errors in this document about using drugs to cure us of autism. Well, allegedly cure mice of alleged autism, but I can understand they're struggling to tell the difference. I helped fix their PR paper. So what she did is she went and corrected them as they were trying to compare mice to humans. And then she corrected the translation. Autistic people are a natural part of human diversity with a different way of communication, an amazing ability to focus, and a determination and drive to bring perfection and excellence to the world. Known to be generally compassionate, more moral, and giving more generously to charities, nearly all simply want good support for sensory and social differences in this increasingly busy and noisy world. All change of sensory and social approach and some training on autism for those around them yield very good results for nearly all situations. Autistic people are not a money-making opportunity. We're valued humans like everyone else. Thank you. This was corrected from the first indication to be developed with some exome technology is ASD, which is a group of neurodevelopmental disorders characterized by three core symptoms: severe impairment of social interactions and communication skills, increased repetitive behaviors, and cognitive inflexibility. The prevalence of ASD has steadily increased in children over the past several years, with no effective treatment, hence it represents a growing unmet medical need. More than 3 to 5 Americans will live with ASD. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the CDC, the prevalence of autism in U.S. children in 2018 is estimated to be 1 in 59 children and has increased from 1 in 110 children in 2010, making it the fastest growing developmental disability with currently no FDA-approved drug. Given the size of the patient population and lack of treatments, the market opportunity is compelling. SCM projects that a regulatory approved therapeutic based on the exome technology would have blockbuster potential within 5 years following market launch. Now, which version sounds better? Would you want to be compared to a market making opportunity, a money making opportunity, or would you want to be seen as human? Think about that for a minute. Human relevant research is the answer for understanding human health. There are numerous human research methods that can help autistic people. Many human clinical trials have led to advances in early diagnosis, uncovering addressing health comorbidities in autistic people, and understanding how autism is an adult. I had previously, last podcast was about loneliness with autistic people, and it could be a stepping stone for more studies to help our population as a whole if they include every aspect of our community. Say it with me. Autistics are not mice. Let's see what other animals they will compare us to, because neurotypical researchers see us as subhuman. That quote is my own. So we are asking and compelling you to see us as human, stop trying to cure us, and stop comparing us to animals that are obviously not human, and stop treating us and viewing us and displaying us as subhuman. All we want to do is be accepted, be accommodated, and that's it. We bring value to mainstream society, and it's about time you see that. Stay loud and proud, however that means to you.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.